Up and Happy with Lee B and the Nixter on WCR.
It's behind you!
The cow of death keeps on killing people. What are we going to do?
Simple. Look, we make the cow wear glasses.
Should have gone to Specsavers.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've heard in my life.
Ha! Very funny. Herd! Cow! Cow! Herd! Get it?
No.
Oh, please yourself.
Look, it's obvious, isn't it?
Of course it is! Haven't you heard of cows?
No, not the joke. The solution to the problem. Making the cow wear glasses and that.
Glasses and that.
Where are we going to get glasses for cows, anyway?
From that shop, you know, glasses for cows.
Oh. Are you a short-sighted bovine?
What?
Cow! That's not very nice.
No, he means a cow-cow.
What's a cow-cow?
About 100 quid a week.
You mind? I'm trying to do an advert here.
Sorry.
Thank you. Are you a short-sighted cow? Do you need cow glasses? Then why not shop at Glasses for Cows? Here at Glasses for Cows, we highly recommend that you post us your glasses and we'll send you any number of cows, depending on what we judge them to be worth.
I sent my glasses to Glasses for Cows and I got sent four cows.
Hey,
four cows.
Don't you make those cowboys at me.
I only got half a cow through the post, but at least I had a nice Sunday dinner.
We here at Glasses for Cows are a highly respectable organization. We promise that if you're not happy with the amount of cows we send you, we'll send you your glasses back the next day. We promise we are not gangsters. I repeat, we are not gangsters. This is not a con, and we won't rip you off much. Oops, what a giveaway.
Riot! Get him!
Oh, well, that should just about do it.
Yeah, we've got the man's glasses. They should work.
Idiot. I meant dark glasses. You know, like the glasses you wear in the sun. Where's my sonic screwdriver? There, that's better. They're like proper sunglasses. Now, Buttercup won't stare people to death anymore.
Yeah, and the cow should look cool while she's on holiday.
It's behind you!
What was that about, not killing anyone, Mr. Weeby?
Hey, it wasn't me, it was the cow.
Don't worry, it was only the salesman.
Oh, good. Come on, give him another kick from me. There we go.
Hey, look! On the strangely painted cardboard horizon, there's somebody coming.
It's a post.
A what?
A post with legs.
So it must be a man.
It's the postman!
Oh, fatty.
Yes, I know. Good to Greymore.
What's he saying?
He's saying...
Right, I see.
Apparently, he used to be the chairman of the Bill and Ben Fan Club.
Used to be? What went wrong?
He was sick of being weed on.
Yeah, get this.
Weed! Goodbye, Posty. Give my love to Mrs. Posty and her little twigs.
We have post, everybody!
What's he saying? What's he saying? Give it here!
What is it?
If it's money, we could buy ourselves a bus ticket back home.
Well, it's not money.
Well, what is it then?
It's some glasses.
Hey?
Oh, I see.
Glasses! I see! Get it? Get it?
No.
Oh, never mind.
It's addressed to, you know, that Glasses for Cows. They send in their glasses.
And what, we've got to send them a cow now?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, let's send them Buttercup. It'd be one less thing to worry about.
Oh, it's behind you!
Two less things now. The cow's just done it again!
No!
And that?
Oh, fetch a shovel, somebody.
And so, a bit later, or as long as it takes five people to stuff a pantomime cow into an envelope, the Up and Hapsters decide to cash their glasses in at Cows for Glasses, until Jenny Tastic points out that by doing so, they'd only be lumbered with another cow.
But if we do that, we'd only be lumbered with another cow.
Ah, good point, Jenny. Wish I thought of that.
So, we're Stony Broughton?
Yep, we're has-beens.
Beans? Beans? Beans?
And beans to you, too.
Oh, no. You know what beans means, don't you?
Hines!
What?
No, it means our ticket out of here. Dr. Strangelove, do you know or you're ever likely to know a salesman who'd swap a box full of second-hand glasses for some magic beans?
You think that just because I happen to be WCRFM's Ambassador of Strange, that I happen to know if... Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. His name's Colin.
Colin?
Where does he live?
At my old childhood abode. The Weirdery.
No, it's a fair.
Are you sure this is the place?
It's where I grew up.
So what happened?
I grew up.
Eh?
I think that what Dr. Strangelove is trying to say is that he grew too big for the Weirdery and so he had to move out.
Grew too big?
The Weirdery is just 18 inches high.
Oh, I see. So not big enough for a human then?
No.
But just big enough for an Olipop model to live inside.
Well, don't look at me.
We're not looking at you.
Yes, you are. You just all suddenly turned around and stared at me.
Well, it's because you're so ugly.
Goy, careful.
I was going to say, it's because you're so aggressively handsome and smart. Isn't that right, Dr. Strangelove?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Oh, God, that does it. I'm not having any more to do with this. It's suddenly become the Let's Tangerine Paint of Ollie Show.
No, it hasn't.
No.
No, it's always been the Let's Take the Rip Out of Ollie Show.
Rotten git.
Oh, never mind him. But let's enjoy ourselves by playing another song.
What? You mean this?
No, we are not playing that Rudy advert.
Again.
Stop it. I don't know what you're doing with that mixing desk. One of those buttons could simply...
No. Stop all this fighting. Don't you see?
See what?
We're now small enough to enter the Weirdery.
Oh, yes!